The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability slot, and we're talking about sustainable interiors. I'm joined by Jo Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you are hosting a stage, are you not?
I am. This weekend, the DFS Interiors Theatre at the PTSB Ideal Home Show. I host a stage there, and the whole weekend I have the dream job. I get to talk to all these amazing architects, interior designers, sustainable home experts, and we talk about all of the topics that we're going to cover today.
Now, one of the most pressing things, I suppose, is the building of new homes, and we insist that they be A rated if they're brand new, but you can do better than A rating, can't you?
You can do one better, and this is a whole new movement that is just starting to really gather pace in Ireland. In fact, last month in Portmarnock, the first housing estate of passive homes went on the market. That's by Ballymore Developers, and passive homes, as you say, are a step above the A rating, so really they've been designed rigorously to make sure that they are airtight, the ventilation systems are very secure, they're extremely not only energy efficient, but they're very, very low energy use. So if you take, for example, you know, a new build A1 will use about maybe €1,000 worth of energy in a year, a passive house is going to use half of that. So it's really, really, really low energy. It's incredible.
Yeah. And they're for sale at around €850,000.
Cool, yeah. Almost €1 million if you have it going.
Now, some small things we can do ourselves, saving water, for example. I know we don't pay water charges, but that doesn't mean we can squander it.
No, and actually we're the only country in the OECD who doesn't pay directly for water charges, which I didn't realise. And I'm definitely not going to open the water charges discussion here this morning. But yes, water is something we need to conserve. I think sometimes people feel because water is everywhere and we're on an island, it's readily available, but it really isn't. We need to look after our water. And unfortunately, in the coming decades, with climate change, fresh water resources are really, really going to be an issue. So if you take, for example, your shower, that uses about 16 litres of water, which is crazy. So it's
Every minute,
exactly. So if you're in there for 10, 15 minutes, which a lot of people and teenagers, all of us do, that really, really adds up. So thankfully, a lot of the hard work is being done for us with new appliances. And Sonos is an Irish company that's supply lots of different utilities. And they have some really fantastic water savers. So if you install them, you could save about 100,000 litres a year. For example, toilets. If you have a dual flush toilet, that's using 6 litres for when you press the two buttons, and about 4 litres if you press one. Whereas these new ones that make no difference to how you use the toilet or anything are using half of that. And the same with the showers. You can get showers now with a restrictor that will have the amount of water that you use. You have the exact same pressure, the exact same experience, but it's water saving.
You've given me something else to worry about at home: volatile organic compounds, or VOCs.
Yes, VOCs, which I think a lot of people will hear in the context of paint. You often hear it's a low VOC paint. And if you're someone who suffers with asthma or allergies or breathing complications, you will be really interested in VOCs and limiting them in your home. What they are is volatile organic compounds. And they're basically these fumes that you wouldn't really notice, but they do build up over time. And if you're at home all day like me and you've got a lot of VOCs coming off your candles, if you're using paraben wax, coming off your paint, coming off your furniture, those do add up and they do lead to long-term issues. So look, I'm not trying to scaremonger, but if you can choose items, like if you're repainting your home this summer and you can choose low VOC paint from Irish companies like Little Green or Fleetwood or Graphenstone, why not? You know, they're a lot healthier, much better.
And as I said, advertise the fact on the label, you know, because you might go looking for them. But is it written large?
It's written
VOC
large.
Free.
Absolutely. And when you're going in to buy, say, look, I want to prioritise low VOC. And the great thing is most of the brands now do have low VOC. So there's plenty of options. You won't be stuck for colours. You can choose whatever colour you want, which is great.
Bedding.
Bedding, yes. Another thing that we don't really think about, and we spend so much time asleep and our sleep is so important. And again, if you think about it, you've got your covers that are covering you. You're sleeping on a mattress for a long time, many, many years. You're breathing that in. And again, if you've breathing issues, if you've any health issues, it's really good to think about that. So most of our bedding that we use, especially mattresses, are plastic. A lot of our bedding is polyester, a lot of synthetic products. So again, if you're looking to upgrade, there are great alternatives. Look for your linens, your organic cotton bedding, which is sumptuous, and it'll also really last a long, long time. There's also a great Irish mattress company called Joya who are filling their mattresses with recycled plastics and then they're topping it with an organic cotton. So that's a really nice thing to look into.
So if you're a bit rambunctious in the bed, might you be generating microplastics that we heard from Ruth Freeman yesterday?
That's a new one, but there you go. You could be.
All right. So where are you to be found?
So I'll be at the DFS Interiors Theatre all weekend. You cannot miss me. If you come down to the RDS Simmons Court to the PTSB Ideal Home Show, I will be there. Come over and meet me. Listen to the experts. I can't wait to see you there.
Great stuff. Joe Lennon, who's climate editor for the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.